You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, I'd like to talk about giving employees feedback. Sometimes you have to give an employee feedback when it's uncomfortable, but you always have to figure out how to acknowledge that they might be fearful, and you have to be in some ways non-judgmental with an employee to give them feedback and to help them grow as a professional. I had a boss once that used to tell me that in order to get my employees to grow, I needed to be more authentic with them and connect and help them to look at themselves as I looked at them. But as I worked with him, he taught me that I needed to always ask the employee how they were going to own and fix their own problem. If I was giving them feedback about a process that they were involved in, that I had negative and positive feedback for them. So you have to get background about what you're going to give them feedback about. I mean, sometimes it's finding out about the project that you're critiquing. Sometimes it's, you know, looking at the parameters that they are working within. It's actually just doing some homework. And sometimes you need to think about how the employee prefers to get the feedback. They may not want to have it in person. And since we've all been dealing with the Zoom issue and the working remotely problem of the past year, you might have employees who prefer to have their feedback done by Zoom. And there may be some employees that want it in an email first so they can process it. And then they will sit down with you and let you talk to them and make your points. My advice is to always accentuate the positive and to always ask, what challenges are you facing? Because you can't assume that everyone is insightful into what is challenging for them, and providing them with feedback that is positive helps them to not focus on just the negative. Because if you are giving them negative feedback, you want to deliver it correctly in a way that can help them to improve their performance or their work. I would suggest that you be emotionally present and speak in the tone of a lively conversation with them. Congratulate them on things that they're doing well. Those small touches with employees go a long way. You have to get to your point and offer your thoughts straight up, not beat around the bush, so to speak. But when offering negative feedback, you have to be constructive in your delivery. Be honest, be specific. If you're talking to someone about a compliance issue, you really have to offer reasoning behind your thoughts. I believe this needs to be remedied or fixed because of X. Or what do you think about doing Y or Z instead of what you've put forth? Compliance is a really hard area to work in. And when you are not in touch with employees, it is really hard to then step into their role and help them to customize and grow by providing feedback. One other piece of advice I would give you is that if an employee is celebrating a milestone, congratulate them. I think we fail sometimes in spending the time to provide that moment of recognition for our employees. And if you really put yourself in the mindset of your intended audience or the employee that you're working with, they might not be exactly like you, but everyone likes to be complimented or congratulated when there is a positive point or positive celebration time for them. You have to see the strengths along with the weaknesses, because most employees are wanting and desiring to please you as the supervisor or boss. And you must work hard to make them feel like you are on their side, that you're there, that you want to hear their brilliant ideas as they come about. But you have to also subtly indicate that you are management and that you have the authority to give them feedback to help them achieve their goals. If an employee really needs clear and logical direction, avoid accusation and use a tone that says to them, "Let's explore this idea together." You have to reorient with them that you want to help them with their career goals. Listen to their frustrations and their needs, because the better you serve your employees, the more you will be seen as a good and strong leader. They will see you grow in wisdom. They will have differing advice about how to reach their goals, because they will want to customize and incorporate things that you provide to them in a way that they can grow. But it's a lot about psychology, and it's how you understand the total scenario of your employees in order to give them feedback that is not only necessary, but valued. You're listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.